mentioned this, but had a test for Vasilevskiy back to that game the second time in a week, and he had to be pretty happy with how he did. Did you guys in the game?
Yeah, I mean, he played extremely well. But I thought both goalies did. So, even game. Just came down to a tough one at the end in overtime. So, that was it. Vasi was really good, though.
Little too many self-inflicted wounds.
Oh, yeah. It was turnover heaven. And the reason, you know, to be honest, the first couple goals they scored were both scramble in front on one, and then the other one, we don't control the rebound and don't pick up a check and they're in the net. But all the reasons why we kind of took the game over and got back into it, then we stopped doing that once we had moments, but there were portions of the third period we kind of forgot what got us back into the game, and that gave them a little bit of life. But ultimately went to overtime, and it's hard to swallow, going down on that, on a power play on that. I zero idea what Phil could have done on there. The only reason he goes into the goalie is because he's hooked and pushed. So it's tough to swallow when they only take one guy there. If you're calling them, you take them both. But it happens, refs make the call, it's the way they saw it, and you got to accept it. We had a chance to kill it off and get it down, we didn't, and they scored, so credit to them.
You mentioned the power play. That was the only power play goal they had all game. But you look at some opportunities you guys had on the power play too, the game, and obviously later.
Yeah, well, but it goes both ways. Yeah. They didn't score on their power play. We didn't, and then you give them a 4-on-3. It's for a full 2 minutes. They got some pretty skilled players out there, and killed 3/4 of it off. We had on our stick to get it down, as I said, and we didn't, and it cost us in the end.
Is there any unique challenge in playing back-to-back nights against two completely different style teams? Montreal's so structured, where Toronto's pressuring you high, you're pressuring the pucks.
I don't think so. I think for us anyway, it's about how we play, and. Do you tweak things here and there and are aware how teams play, but ultimately it's how do you play? Because we're the ones that are doing it 82 times ourselves versus teams that play different ways with different personnel. So it's different in that respect, but no, we concentrate on how we play. It's really not about how another team plays.
The turnovers, most of them you think on your own end, or more like what they forced with the way they seemed like they were being allowed to screen them?
I don't know. Self-inflicted is probably a really good way to put it. So take that for what it's worth.
You like the way that you talked about the importance of this 8-game stretch.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway through, and now long halfway through. You like where this team is.
Well, how many of those home games have been home games?
3 to 4 to 5.
4 to 5, and we have. I know how many points. How many points do we have in those? Let's see. 1, 2, 7. 7 out of 8. I'll take that all day. Now we just got to get the next two against Carolina. We're good?
Thank you. Day off tomorrow.
What?
10:30.
10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30. 10:30.